Bolivar Schools are just one local school district that's had to completely change what learning looks like. Bolivar School Superintendent Tony Berry says they're working hard to reach out to every student, whether by email or by phone.
We have charged all of our teachers to make as much contact, and the most important thing is the relationship that you continue to have with the child and making sure that somehow, some way, you're connecting with them and getting the information that they need to the child.
They're providing online learning through Canvas, Odysseyware, and Launch, and they're offering hard copies of learning material to families. Berry encourages parents to make sure their kids are reading and staying physically active. He says they're checking up on the mental health of students and staff during this time of high anxiety, and the district is working to meet the nutritional needs of students so that learning can continue. Teachers board school buses each weekday morning to take breakfast and lunch to families that want it at their homes. The first day, the district served 990 kids with around 1,800 meals. Last week, they reached a peak of 3,000 meals served to 1,500 children. Berry supports Governor Mike Parson's decision to close Missouri schools for the rest of the school year, but he's disappointed for the students, especially seniors.
It's really just a sad situation because, and my heart breaks, especially for our seniors. All of a sudden, their school is just, they're done. One day you're in school, the next day it's over. And so they have a lot of memories that they're not going to be able to capture with their friends and with their teachers.
He says they're committed to having some sort of graduation for them, even though he's not sure what that will look like. And he wants to be sure to honor teachers who are retiring, some who have been with the district for many years.
You don't get into teaching because of a whim. It is a calling. And if you're able to stay with this for 25, 30 years, it is a higher calling. And what they have done for our school district, what they've done for kids, can't be understated.
If there's any good that's come out of this, Berry says, it's that the importance of each role in the school district is being highlighted. According to Berry, every position, from teachers to bus drivers to custodial and maintenance workers, is vital.
Everybody is pitching in all work segments, understanding that, hey, I am an educator. I might not be teaching you in the classroom, but I'm an educator.
He's not sure yet what summer school will look like, but he says they'll have to be able to offer it in some way. He doesn't want to have to do a virtual summer school because he wants to be able to connect with the kids, but that remains an option. And the district still has to figure out how to get personal belongings back to the students. When the kids left their classrooms in March, they didn't know they wouldn't be going back. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.